The money in common fund are released a quarter in arrears. So the money for the first quarter will be released after March, when the quarter is over. When I took office May, June, the 2016 arrears was outstanding, because they needed to have an administrator at the time, and the appointment took time and all that. So all of that was there. By March, the next quarter will be due. We will send that. So we'll be sending it as they come. Now that we have the numbers and we have the registered group, if somebody is not taking care of, they shouldn't worry. We'll take care of this group and win them off. Then the next one, we'll take care of another group and win them off until we are able to reach as many as possible. If they're not registered, then we are asking that they register, then bring us their details, and then they take care of them the next time. If we don't do that, you can have somebody, a welfare officer, a DD, or somebody go and bring some relative of theirs in the house somewhere who didn't come out to register. And then in the end, they say, well, the money is finished. This time, the persons with disabilities, they all know how much. I've sent a data. I have sent work. They know in each district, the leaders there have told them what each district got. The federation head sent it to them. So they know what is at stake.
President of the Ghana Federation of Disability Organizations, Yao Fori Debra, said most of the challenges associated with the Common Fund are as a result of the attitude of some assembly members who shortchange persons with disability as well as borrow from the fund, an act he says must be curbed for the fund to fulfill its purpose.
Some of the challenges that caused the fund to be generating a whole lot of crisis was the attitude of BCEs and coordinating directors, finance officers, and I must also admit that some persons with disability were all part of the problem. So now we are going to ensure that some of the challenges, like assemblies borrowing the money, assemblies shortchanging persons with disability because they refused to even announce the full complement of the fund that came. And then some of them, they brought into the picture those who did not merit to be supported at all. For example, during electioneering time, you get some of the DCEs bringing people who are weak. They are not physically disabled or they are not persons with disability. But because of old age, they brought them to benefit from the fund. All these things were abuses that I believe that the measures that Natoshi has brought to affect the process will eliminate all these lapses.
You heard the president of the Ghana Federation of Disability Organizations, Yao Ofori Debra.